Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Is there a more comforting passage of Scripture than Psalm 23? Through the centuries, people have turned to this beautiful poem written by King David and found peace that otherwise was beyond their grasp. Even in the most painful and heartbreaking situations, such as mourning the loss of a loved one or facing the end of their own life's journey, people have discovered there what they were lacking. They learned that the Lord, their shepherd, fills their every need so that they will want for nothing. Are you spiritually or emotionally burned out, exhausted from everything that this sin-fallen world throws at you? Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He strengthens you with his gospel in word and sacrament, nourishing and restoring your soul with forgiveness and eternal rest. Are you lost and confused about which way to turn, unsure of what God expects of you? Our Lord Jesus goes ahead of you on the path of righteousness. Follow his lead, because he has taken care of everything along the way. In baptism, he cloaks you in Christ's righteousness, and his Spirit guides you in the way that pleases him. Maybe fear and apprehension have crippled your heart and made you stop in your tracks. The specter of death and other earthly dangers can loom so large that they obscure your vision. But don't be afraid. You are not alone. God is with you, even in this dark place. The worst of your enemies, death, sin, and the devil himself, have been defeated by Christ's redeeming work. They can only powerlessly look on as the Lord showers you with grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing. God has filled you with every good thing. He himself has come to dwell within you. You lack nothing because you have been filled to the fullness of God. Filled to overflowing. Wherever you go, whatever you face, your loving shepherd will be there with his goodness and mercy. Until that day, that blessed day, when he takes you to live with him forever. Lord God, I am empty without you. Be with me in Christ, and I will want for nothing. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.